This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. India expelled a senior Canadian diplomat Tuesday and accused Canada of interfering in its internal affairs, escalating a breach with Ottawa over alleged Indian involvement in the killing of a Sikh activist in Canada. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The expulsion comes a day after Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said there were credible allegations that India was connected to the assassination of Hardeep Singh Najjar, a Sikh independence advocate who was gunned down on June 18th outside a Sikh cultural center in Surrey, British Columbia, and Canada expelled a top Indian diplomat. India rejected the allegations as absurd. India has fought against a movement to establish an independent Sikh homeland since the 1980s. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden looks to send a message to heads of state and to U.S. voters about leadership under his watch during his United Nations speech today. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The White House says President Biden is using his annual address before the U.N. General Assembly to make the case that he's reestablished U.S. leadership on the world stage that he says was diminished under former President Trump. Biden previewed this at fundraisers in New York Monday, telling supporters he stood up to Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine and questioning whether Trump, the 2024 GOP presidential frontrunner, would have even attempted to help Ukraine stop the Russian land grab if he were in power, saying, "I will not side with dictators like Putin. Maybe Trump and his MAGA friends can bow down, but I won't." Julie Walker, New York.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will also take center stage as world leaders gather for the UN General Assembly, throwing a spotlight on the war that has divided the global body. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin Tuesday hosted the 15th meeting of the Ukraine Defense Contact Group, made up of around 50 nations dedicated to providing military assistance to Ukraine for defense against Russia's invasion in 2022. Speaking from Ramstein Air Base in Germany, Austin urged his fellow defense officials to be generous in more air defense systems for Ukraine to help the country block an increasing number of barrages of Russian missiles.
Air defense is saving lives. So I urge this group to continue to dig deep on ground-based air defense for Ukraine. And we must continue to push hard to provide Ukraine with the air defense systems and interceptors that it needs.
Migrants have burst into a southern Mexico asylum office demanding papers. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Throngs of migrants, mostly from Haiti, knocked over metal barricades and rushed into the office in the city of Tapachula, pushing past National Guard officers and police station at the office. Some of the migrants were trampled in the rush. Authorities later convinced many to leave. The tension comes as asylum claims in Mexico have skyrocketed, reaching over 100,000 so far this year. Mexico is on track to receive more asylum applications this year than ever before, as the flow of migrants threatens to overwhelm governments of several Latin American countries along the migratory route. I'm Norman Hall.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad will travel to China this week for a bilateral summit with his Chinese counterpart. That's what the presidency in Damascus said in a statement on Tuesday. Assad last visited China in 2004 to meet then-President Hu Jintao. It was the first visit by a Syrian head of state to China since the country's established diplomatic ties in 1956. China, like Syria's main allies Russia and Iran, maintained those ties even as other countries isolated Assad over his brutal crackdown of anti-government demonstrations that erupted in 2011. Journalists reported they were ordered out of the devastated eastern Libyan city of Derna on Tuesday, the day after protesters torched the home of the ousted mayor in fury over the authorities' failure to protect the city from floods, which killed many thousands earlier this month. And in some lighter news, the hat from singer Michael Jackson's Moonwalk Dance goes on auction in Paris. For more stories, please check us out online at voanews.com. Or you can follow us on social media. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.